folks, it's kind of a chance for us to focus on Shelton once again here on KMAS. I'm in the office of City Manager Mark Ziegler. Mark, how you doing?
Terrific.
Good Great to talk outside, with you. Yeah. It's good to see you. I wish we could talk about, you know, more positive things going on right now. But we had last week council member and deputy mayor Joe Schmidt announcing his resignation. Mm-hmm. You read the letter at the council meeting last, I guess it was a couple Tuesdays ago now. You had a study session this week to kind of help the other council members learn about these next steps. First, anything you want to say about Joe? A great guy in our community, and just he works so hard.
Yeah, absolutely. Spent 6 years on the council. Probably, you know, as prepared as any council member I've experienced in my time here at the city of Shelton. I think the biggest difference between him and some other council members and commissioners, I worked in the when it was a commission form of government as well, is that he was very strategic. He thought, you know, he thought towards the future and advancing the community beyond what we may be facing today or tomorrow. He understood today's problems and today's challenges, but he was really looking at where are we going to be 5, 10, 15, and 20 years down the road.
Yeah.
I think his involvement with the Economic Development Council really played a significant role in kind of that strategic thinking as well. So those are some things that we certainly benefited from with Joe, and hope that, you know, we have the opportunity to backfill that position with somebody that brings that much passion, that much work ethic, and that much strategic thinking to the council to fill this seat as well.
And that's really kind of, you know, as you just said that, I'm thinking that's probably, I mean, other than living in the city, that's probably the main qualification, a passion for Shelton. Mm-hmm. So much of this job, I can imagine, is learning on the job. You got to learn Robert's Rules of Order. You got to learn what committees you're going to be on. You got to learn all these things. Then you got to dive deep into the history of all the things that you're going to be voting on. So if you don't have a love of the city, that's got to be prime up there. What are some of the other actual quality?
Yeah, because we don't start over when a new person comes in, right? We're still going. This thing is a machine that's moving down the road, and it's not slowing down. So we've got projects and programs, and we're entering into the development of the 2025 budget. We're in the middle of our comp plan rewrite. So these are all ongoing projects. So it's my job to bring the new council people up to date, bring them current with what's going on, try to get them comfortable with some of the decisions, some of the processes that are ongoing, so they can hit the ground running and make sure that they can make an educated and informed decision. And also understand the role of the council. So we're a council manager form of government. The city manager serves as CEO of the city and runs day-to-day operations. So I think the council members have to understand what their role is by RCW, and don't get in the weeds with there's a piece of litter in the park, or a catch basin is overflowing, or why did we put a roundabout here 5 years ago, right? This is policy driven. This is developing the goals and objectives of how you want the city to look, to function, to operate, not only you know, as far as transportation and utilities, but financially, law enforcement, our court system. These are much broader kind of topics that we really look towards council to
even the growth of the city in its boundary sizes.
Absolutely right. Yeah, as you hit the nail on the head. As we look to developing this new comprehensive plan, where growth is going to occur, what that's going to look like. Do we want to focus on more multifamily housing or single family housing? How does that affect our current residents and future residents? Do we have places for people to live? Do we have enough industrial property for employment centers and where people can work and stay in Shelton or move to Shelton to, you know, to live the life they, you know, they dream of living? So those are the top, you know, priorities of this council, is developing those policies and those goals, and then leaving it to staff to implement. And it really is a top down, process. And so understanding that, focusing on that, not focusing on the minutiae and the micro conditions that we're dealing with today. We have great staff here. We deal with that every day. So we need the council to, you know, set the priorities and represent our community.
It'll be 4 new council members within a year, because the last 3 were elected last November, and a new one here. Thankfully, though, it has expanded to this 7-member form of government. You know, if he had left when it was just the 3, I mean, that would have really put you in a lurch. And
Yeah. There is some consistency, like you said. So we have 4 council members that have been there for some time now. They'll be here another year and a half or so. And then this opening gives the opportunity for somebody to serve almost a year and a half until that is filled in 2025.
Right.
So hopefully we maintain some consistency with that as well, because it's really important. Like I said, getting up to speed and getting rolling takes some time. And being on par with some council members that have been here for 6 years or, 4 months?
Sure.
Still takes some time, because they've certainly, those that took office January 1 have kind of been drinking from the fire hose, if you will, over the last 4 months. And that doesn't really stop for a good year.
Takes that long to kind of get a handle.
I think so.
Where you are.
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, because there's new projects, there's new topics, there's new policies that come before the council, maybe only once a year, maybe once every 5 or 10 years. Our comprehensive plan, 8 years. Yeah. So these are opportunities that might not be provided or afforded or brought to council on a regular basis. So sometimes, you know, that just means there's a little extra work to be done to educate and inform outside of just, you know, a voucher run or whatever else that might happen on a weekly basis at a council meeting.
You have the requirements again. You must be a City of Shelton resident
for 1 year prior to the appointment. Absolutely. Okay. That's state law.
18 and age requirements.
Mm-hmm. Age requirement, 18. Okay. Registered voter.
Okay.
In the state of Washington as well. Other than that, it's pretty well open. So we'll have an application available. Be available on the city's website. We'll promote that with some advertisements, press releases to the community. We want a broad reach for anybody that might be interested, some individuals that thought about running for office, or maybe this is a short-term opportunity that you're not committing to 4 years necessarily. Or maybe the election cycle just didn't meet your personal needs, your personal schedule. So this came up all of a sudden, your life changed, or it looks like an opportunity you want to pursue. And so we want to make sure that we reach out to as many people as possible, but also are really proactive in filling this position in a timely manner, because it's important that we have a full 7.
I can imagine that you want to get this done quick. Do you have any other laws that, once the notice has been given, that you have a clock running now, you have to have somebody in this position?
Yeah. So 90 days is the requirement per RCW. If we don't appoint, if the council does not appoint somebody in that vacancy, the county commission can appoint somebody. So certainly the intent.
Well, you don't want to give it up to the county then.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. We want to, our council certainly wants to take this opportunity to find their candidate. And we have we'll make every effort to make sure that happens, certainly. We'll start by advertising, like I said, display ads, press releases, and a deadline of May 3rd for the application. So we've established that with council at the last study session, May 3rd, 1 p.m. Applications are due here at the city. Council would review those applications and decide who they want to move on to an interview process. And at this point, unless we get a whole bunch of applications, we have to hold interviews over a couple days. We will hold interviews on May 14th in a special meeting here at the Civic Center at 6 p.m.
Okay. And then who votes on the final member?
The council.
They do.
So, So it's a majority vote of the council. So it's much like selecting a mayor or a deputy mayor. An individual council member would nominate somebody from the interview process as a candidate. They would take multiple, it'd be open for nominations throughout the, you know, throughout the council, the seated six. And then at that point, they close the nomination period and then take a vote until a decision's made.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's it'll be a fun process to watch, and it'll be a great opportunity for someone in the city to really kind of put their stamp on it. I mean, they're going to be in history now. They're going to be a council member and affect change for a pretty good term.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, essentially a year and a half. They won't fulfill the entire term, as state law says. It's after. So it'd be the 2025 November election. So as soon as that's certified, the elected individual at that time would take the seat. So it'd be sometime towards the end of November. So, you know, four or 5 weeks before the term actually expires. But if anybody's interested in this seat, I want to make sure I'm available to discuss that in advance. Talk a little bit more about the details that that we just talked about briefly, but really really provide more information about what's happening here at the city, what the role is of the city council member, what the responsibilities are, and how that kind of connects and intertwines and trickles down through our organization. I think there's sometimes it's misunderstood maybe or not fully understood, how local government works and what our responsibilities are locally, what we're mandated to do by the state or the federal government at the same time, and then what some of the constraints and restrictions that we have with just the resources we have available to us today. So if I can educate individuals prior to their application so they have as much information as they can, I'm happy to do that.
And Joe was the deputy mayor, but that doesn't necessarily mean this person will be the deputy mayor right into it, right?
Correct. Okay. Absolutely. So the deputy mayor is, so the mayor and the deputy mayor are elected as by the council every 2 years. So those are 2 year terms. So that election would take place again to elect a new deputy mayor from the body of the council.
Well, big shoes to fill, but there's somebody out there in the city I know that will be able to do it just fine. And start thinking about getting those applications in, and the deadlines are going to be out there. We'll put the notes out when they happen. May 4th, you said?
May 3rd. Friday, May 3rd.
Yep. Okay. And so make sure you get that application in, and you've got the records on if somebody's been here for a year or not, right?
Yeah.
So interesting. Not a lot of requirements, but a great opportunity to affect some change here in the city. Talking with City Manager Mark Ziegler here on A Little Focus on Shelton. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.